Today we are tackling menstruation and exercise, two subjects that I don't know how they link together and what you're meant to do, what you're not meant to do. So we have got somebody who is going to answer a load of those questions. She is a study author, a physiologist and also co-creator of Fit Our Women, Dr. Georgie Bruinvels. Hello.
Hi.
So let's start with a simple question then. What is there a link between it being the time of the month, women being on their period and exercising? Is there, what's the issue here?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually, and one that I get asked extensively about, which is a large motivation behind doing this study, actually. So, yes, basically, I think historically there's been a belief that women shouldn't exercise when menstruating. They should just, you know, get in bed with a hot water bottle and curl up and sort of protect themselves. But actually, the findings from our study and sort of backing up what we've already believed demonstrate that exercising during menstruation and actually during your whole menstrual cycle is beneficial. It has positive impacts on reducing symptoms effectively.
Oh, so it will actually have a positive impact. It's not just about sort of not falling off the exercise wagon.
Oh, definitely. Like there's so many benefits to exercise, obviously, from a long-term health perspective and, you know, from release of endorphins, improvement of mood, but actually also from a reduction in other symptoms. So stomach cramps, for example, like nearly 80% of women said that exercise is actually really effective at reducing the impact of stomach cramps, which is so positive and powerful.
And you mentioned at the beginning sort of there's a social norm that if you are on your period, especially if you are in pain, that it is go to bed, hot water bottle, shut the curtains, wait till it's over. That's a really unproactive way of dealing with it.
Absolutely. Like, I do appreciate that sometimes, you know, pain may be really crippling and there are circumstances where it's literally not possible to go for a run or a bike yeah. ride or something. But even going for a walk is really beneficial. And actually, so I work for Fitter Women, which is a free app that's basically designed to help women at all times of their menstrual cycle understand what is best for their body. And Strava, like the social network for runners, actually came to us and said, like, we want to, you know, really help access all of these women and help them understand, you know, what they should be doing around their menstrual cycle and, you know, keep them active. And like all of these messages are so important to kind of bust the myths which have been out there historically.
And it's, I guess knowledge here is power, as with so many things like this. And I've seen a statistic that in the UK and Ireland, 82% of women reported receiving no education regarding exercise and the menstrual cycle. I would be in that 82%. I don't think I ever, through school or university, there was never kind of, that issue was never tackled. So I just kind of presumed, don't exercise when you're on your period. But that's not the case.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. So many people have come to us and said that. And I was one of those, girls as well, but I for some reason just decided not to listen to any of that advice or lack of advice that was out there, and like that's one of the biggest motivations behind this research, just to really highlight that actually exercising throughout the menstrual cycle is possible and really positive, and I think it's really important that information gets out to as many people as possible, and we also drive change in the education around this and actually say we need to educate people. I think the first thing to do is just to appreciate that actually exercise can be really beneficial from the treatment perspective. And then, so like the app that we've developed really provides that information like on a personal level. So, you know, it gives different types of exercise based on what your body's doing. But also I would say, like we found from our research that people say that moderate intensity exercise, so hard, fast breathing, but you can still talk, is the most beneficial at reducing symptoms. But I also am a firm believer in everyone being different and understanding your own body and, you know, tracking your symptoms, working out actually what is right for me, but having an open mind about doing different types of exercise. Like I know my sister, for example, gets terrible cramps, but she knows now that going out for a walk is actually really beneficial for her, whereas historically she would have just been that person curling up in a ball with a hot water bottle and, you know, thinking she was going to implode.
Well, if people want to find out more about this Fitter Woman app, I'll just spell that because it's F-I-T-R Woman,
Yes.
Fitter Woman. Where can people find out more about this app? I do love a new app.
It is available on the App Store, on the Google Play Store. We've got our website, fitterwomen.com, and also obviously Strava, which is a free app too. And they are now interlinked, which is so exciting. So you can actually look at your training alongside your menstrual cycle, which is like... that is the future for women, and this is the way that we can help as many women as possible exercise. But also, yeah, we've got an Instagram account, a Twitter account, and a website.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Georgie Bruinvels, for talking to us about this. And a huge hello and good luck to all the women that are thinking, no, I am going to change how I feel about exercise and periods and how the two interlink, and go and download that app, Fitter Woman. Georgie, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.